This episode of Voices of the Elephant is sponsored by DayCamp for Developers. Listen for a special offer at the end of this podcast. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, we're here today with Giorgio Cironi. And Giorgio, I hope I did not butcher that too bad with my American accent. Giorgio, I want to thank you for taking the time to be on the show with us today, and I've got several questions. You do a lot of writing about unit testing, so I'm going to talk to you a little bit about unit testing and get some information from you, get your opinions on some things. The first question I've got for you is, you talk a lot about designing for testability. Can you quickly define what that is, and how is that different from normal application design?
Design for testability is a concept which is common in engineering, for example, in electrical engineering. And if you apply to code, it's just altering production code in order to ease testability, which means, for example, not using singletons, but using patterns like dependency injection. And the cool thing is that altering your code in order to make it more testable is not only beneficial for the tests, but also for the code itself. For example, when you're using dependency injection over a singleton, you will be able to substitute the object, not only for testing, but for example, if you change a database connection with another implementation of this connection, you can just inject a different object. Basically, if you can test it, it will be more easy to maintain it in the long run. It's just testing is just picking your object and putting in another alien environment. That alien environment now is a test suite, but in the future may be just your normal environment where requirements have changed and now you have to use the Postgres instead of MySQL or in web service instead of the file systems and so on.
Excellent. Thank you for that. Now, I was reading your blog and getting ready for this interview, and in one of your posts about test-driven development, you're talking about the book Test-Driven Development by Kent Beck. One of the things you talk about is a methodology that you and he refer to as take a shower methodology. Can you explain this to us?
Basically, TDD is an extension of this shower methodology, which Ken Beck cites in his book. The shower methodology is very simple, and it is, okay, if you know what to type, just type it. If you don't know what to type, and then take a shower and think about it. TDD is an extension of this methodology because it is, okay, if you know what to type, you should type it, you should make this test pass. If you don't know what to type, then just write a fake implementation, return one, return null, something like that. Then, if you really don't know what to type again, make a triangulation, which is write other tests and try to generalize your production code to make those tests passing. If you still don't know what to type after writing several tests, then you can take a shower. And I think this shower methodology is a bit different from what we're seeing today, because there is a lot of buzz on Kanban, which is a process when you start a single thing and you put it together and until it's ready to go to deploy it. Instead, the shower methodology says, okay, sometimes when you're doing creative works, you cannot just pick a user story and then go developing it, go deploy it on the server, and you're finished. It just doesn't work like that because you need to think about it. You need your background processes in your mind to chew it a bit. For example, when I write, which is, I think, a bit more creative than writing the usual PHP framework application, I never publish an article on the same day I start writing it. I just leave it to rest for one day, and when I return on the article, I have usually new ideas that has matured during the night, for example. And the same goes for code. When you're doing a PHP application, usually you can, if you're always doing the same PHP application, okay, a blog, a forum, you can just write database tables, okay, then you write controllers, you write views, and you're finished. But when you're doing something more creative, maybe taking a shower at any time can help.
Excellent. Okay. Final question for you. In a recent post on dzone.com, you brought up an interesting concept of who tests the test. Can you talk to us a little bit about test maintainability, and what do you do to make sure that your tests are maintainable?
Test maintainability is really important because when you hear people that say, oh, we can do tests because tests will slow us down, we will have to maintain a quantity of code which is double with respect of the code we have earlier. That is a problem, and I think that tests should have the same dignity of the production code they exercise. So you have to refactor your production code. You extract methods, you eliminate duplication. It's normal, but you also have to do it on your test. Otherwise, your test suite will really slow you down, because code in that suite will be left to rot, and after a while, this test will be just thrown away because they won't be able to follow the pace with which the production code is changing. I think we cannot avoid a lot of test code if we are doing TDD, if we are doing testing series. Maybe we can arrive to 50% of code and 50% of tests. But if you treat the code all the same, test maintainability won't be a problem for you. Just be sure that test code is really code and has to be refactored.
Excellent. Thank you. Okay. One last question I ask everybody: what's your local user group, and do you have the URL for that for people who are listening that want to attend?
In Italy, the PHP user group, the main PHP user group, is GRUSP. This is pronounced in Italian, but the URL is grusp.it.
Thank you. Appreciate your time appreciate you taking the time to be with us, and thank you for everything that you're doing for the PHP community.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Voices of the Elephant. This podcast is copyright 2011 EICC Incorporated, and all rights are reserved. For more information on the podcast and to nominate someone to be interviewed, visit the website voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT. Day Camp for Developers is a one-day, technology-agnostic online training camp for web developers. We cover the topics that you won't find at any other conference at a price that every developer can afford. Visit our website today, daycamp4developers.com, and reserve your seat for the next class. As a listener of Voices of the Elephant, use the discount code VOTE to save $10 off your ticket. Day Camp for Developers. Invest a day in your career.